For KBIO News, I'm Jason Hoffman. The acting secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs spoke today in St. Louis and said the beleaguered federal agency is making progress on a host of problems that led to his predecessor's forced resignation. Former bank executive Sloan Gibson took over the VA in late May following the resignation of Eric Shinseki amid an uproar over treatment delays and falsified records at VA hospitals and clinics nationwide, including reports that dozens died awaiting treatment. Gibson told the National Convention of the Veterans of Foreign Affairs that he's frozen hiring at VA central offices and suspended senior performance awards for the year. He also vowed to crack down on whistleblower retaliation one day after a private government watchdog released a critical report on the agency's treatment of whistleblowers. State officials say a struggling St. Louis County school district should be able to make it financially, but they say the first day of class on August 18th will provide a big test of whether a new state oversight program is working at Normandy schools. Normandy schools were reconfigured by the State Board of Education in an attempt to revive the academically struggling district and keep it from collapsing financially. Missouri education officials said today that Normandy ended the budget year with $1.5 million in operating funds and is projected to finish the coming school year with $4 million. Last school year, about 1,000 students transferred from Normandy to other districts. Because of state oversight changes, only one-third of those students are expected to be eligible to transfer this year. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon traveled to Iowa to get a personal look at the latest methods in ethanol production. Nixon took the state plane today to tour a cellulosic ethanol plant in Emmitsburg, Iowa. He was accompanied by the Missouri Agriculture and Economic Development directors. The plant is a joint venture of Poet and Royal DSM and will use corn cobs, leaves, husks, and stalks to produce ethanol. Poet also operates ethanol plants in Ladonia and Macon, Missouri, and is looking to expand its cellulosic ethanol production. Iowa is often a destination for aspiring presidential candidates because of its early caucuses, but Nixon's office says there were no politics involved in the trip. The Columbia City Council has approved funding to improve sewer systems downtown, but there is some opposition to the decision. KBIA's Grant Sunison has more.
Several residents spoke at last night's meeting to urge the council not to appropriate $2.3 million to fund improvements to sewer systems running underneath Elm Street. They claimed other sewer infrastructure needed updates before downtown, but the council moved money elsewhere in order to serve large housing complexes. Proponents of the measure said the repairs were a long time coming, as the sewers are more than a century old and in need of repairs. Ginny Chadwick represents Columbia's First Ward, which includes the affected downtown area. She says the improvements are vital to accommodate the rapidly expanding district.
It's serving about 7,000 residents in the central city where we want the highest density of individuals. So from a smart growth perspective, we want to increase the number of residents who live in that area. We want to make sure that we have the capacity to do so.
The appropriated funds will cover less than half of the estimated $5.7 million needed to complete all the repairs. The project is estimated to take 2 years to complete. For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunison.
The Kansas City School District is offering to end a lawsuit against Missouri if state education officials grant temporary provisional accreditation to the district. Kansas City schools currently are unaccredited. The district filed a lawsuit last year challenging that decision. The unaccredited status means the district must pay the costs of students choosing to transfer to other nearby schools. Kansas City school officials say just 24 of their nearly 16,000 students applied to transfer during the school year that starts August 11th. If Kansas City gains provisional accreditation after school starts, those transfer students could finish the year at their new schools, but could have to return to Kansas City the following year. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.